Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and folks, have you nominated your library yet? We are pleased to bring you the New York City Neighborhood Library Awards from the Charles H. Revson Foundation in association with the Brian Lehrer Show. Five outstanding New York City community libraries will each win a cash prize of $10,000, and we are inviting you to nominate your library if you think it deserves one of these prizes. The judges have a big task ahead of them. Go make it even harder and add your nomination. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to find the nomination form. You have until July 1st to get your nominations in. We're going to talk now about a library program that serves an area housing 15,000 New Yorkers, although I don't know if any of them consider it their neighborhood. I'm talking about the city jails, Rikers Island, and the Manhattan Detention Center. As part of the community outreach services run by the New York Public Library, a small staff works with the inmates who, for the most part, are awaiting their trials. I'm joined now by Nick Higgins, an associate director for outreach services at the NYPL, who runs the program. And in a moment, we'll hear from Jose Melendez, who will be calling us from the Vernon C. Bain Prison Barge, the Bronx Intake Processing Facility, where he participated in one of the programs called Daddy and Me. Nick Higgins, welcome to WNYC.
Brian, thanks for having me. Thanks for the show.
And before we get to Daddy and Me, give us an idea of the breadth of jail services that you offer.
Sure. We offer a basically like makeshift mobile and standing library services at five of the facilities on Rikers Island. We also just opened up another lending library service in the Manhattan complex, downtown Manhattan. And it's very straightforward library services. We ask people what they like to read, so there's reader advisory. We trade books with people. We offer to fulfill their requests. We do offer programs like Daddy and Me to try to connect people who are away from their children with their children. So there's this sort of continuity of, service from the jail to the community through family engagement and reading and literacy.
And Jose Melendez calling us from the Vernon C. Bain Prison Barge, which I said is the Bronx Intake Processing Facility. I think we have him on the line now. Jose, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Tell us about Daddy and Me and how you participated in it.
Basically, I was able to read five different books to my daughter through an audio recording.
Mm-hmm.
And they came and explained a little bit about the program, how the ways we could read the books and stuff like that.
Who'd you make the recording for? Do you want to tell us about your child or your children?
Yeah, I made it for my 6-year-old daughter, Diamond Lee.
Did having a program like that make being apart from her on Father's Day any easier to take?
It gave me something to give to her, something that she could benefit from the for the future, and also it gives me a time to bond with her too.
Were you able to see your family on Father's Day? What are the rules about that?
I was able to see her, spend some time with her.
That's good. And what was it like at your facility generally yesterday? Were a lot of families visiting?
Yes. It was a good environment.
What book did you choose to record, by the way?
The Carrot Seed. Which other one? It was a SpongeBob book.
There was a SpongeBob book. Yeah, we had SpongeBob in there. And how's Diamond Lee doing, by the way?
She's doing good. She reads the book constantly. She's like, really excited about it. She plays my CD constantly.
And that's really the point, right? I mean,
yeah.
We told the guys that it's not really about, this isn't going to change the relationship.
Yeah, it's not.
It's just like one step in a million steps that you're going to have to take with Diamond Lee just to make sure that you're going to have that relationship with her that you want over time.
But the program did help, she's real. She talks about it all the time.
That's great. And what did you learn in the program? Did they coach your storytelling skills or anything like that?
Yes, they did. They helped me, how to tell it and how sure she could be more interested in the book and stuff like that.
Jose, thanks for giving us a few minutes. Good luck to you and your family.
All right.
Hey, Jose, we'll see you at the library, okay?
All right.
All right. Looking forward to it.
And so Nick Higgins from the New York Public Library, how many people are in a typical Daddy and Me class?
We usually cap it around 12. It's better if we have a lower number of guys so we can spend some individual attention with them. I mean, we have, a lot of the guys are, they need some extra coaching. And you don't want to, get too big of a group and guys sort of feeling a little bit nervous about reading SpongeBob and the voices that we ask them to read the book in.
And we only have about 5 minutes, but if anybody else is listening right now who wants to call about being a father behind bars or having your father behind bars and how you deal with that on Father's Day or how you deal with that in general, we can take a call or two, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, a community that people don't think about that much on Father's Day if they're not directly involved.
That's right. And the population itself you don't think about so much. I mean, we built the that system to for that reason. We house people on islands. You know, jails and prisons are usually built on the outskirts of town. So there's very little opportunity to have any sort of critical debate about what goes on inside jails and prisons.
I wanted to ask him, and I forgot, if the barge, as a jail barge, rocks. Were you on it?
Yeah, I've been out there a few times. I mean, going up the plank to the boat, yes, it does rock, but you don't really feel it when you're on the water. It's massive.
The Sunday Times Book Review this weekend included a short piece on the library at Guantanamo.
Sure, I read that. Mm-hmm.
And I take it someone did a Tumblr of images of those books, and they range from the care and feeding of orchids to romance novels. It's not your image of how people pass the time at Gitmo.
That's true, but a library really is supposed to represent the diverse interests of all its patrons, just like a branch library in Brownsville and Red Hook and Carroll Gardens in mid-Manhattan. So that's what we try to build our libraries to represent, the broad interests of anybody who happens to want to participate in our library services.
Let's take another phone call. Kevin in Brooklyn. Kevin, thank you very much for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to give some accolades to the program and big it up. I was a child who my father spent the majority of my childhood in prison, and I didn't have any contact with him really, and at least this gives the dads a chance to establish a foundation and something to build on when and if they get home. So I think it's a great program.
Thank you very much. And do you see it in that broader context, and do you have follow-up when the dads do leave prison?
We do some follow-up, but it's a population by and large that's very difficult to keep track of after they get out, if they get out. Some of these men are awaiting trial, so they may be sent upstate to serve out longer sentences. Their families, it can be a little bit difficult to follow up with them.
And I see you have an Amazon wish list set up for people interested in donating books.
That's true, yes.
Are there hot books that get on that list more than others?
It represents the broad interest of anybody that we'd find at our branches. So you have what I would consider airport fiction, like the Dan Brown, the James Pattersons that are very, very popular. Urban books that also have high circulation at our branch libraries. Dictionaries are always very important.
Dictionaries.
Absolutely, yeah.
Rachel in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, I'm a researcher who focuses on criminal justice, and I just want to commend the library for this program because research indicates that men and women who are in touch with their families do much when they're incarcerated, do much better once they're released. And, as your guest just alluded to, unfortunately, often our criminal justice system moves people away from their families, not just in New York, but all over the country. And the extent to which there are programs in prisons and jails that allow inmates to stay in touch with their families not only actually benefits the inmates while they're in, which makes them a less volatile population, which benefits both inmates and guards, but also when they get out at reentry. And also there's some research that indicates that it's also better for the kids, as your last caller just mentioned, to have some contact with mom or dad if they are incarcerated. They're right. Still a person. They're still a mom and dad.
Rachel, thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
We've just got about a minute left. I want to start to finish by reminding everybody one more time that with the Charles H. Revson Foundation, we have We are participating on the Brian Lehrer Show in the New York City Neighborhood Library Awards. Five outstanding New York City community libraries will each win a cash prize of $10,000. And we are inviting you to nominate your library by July 1st if you think it deserves one of these prizes. Just go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Nick Higgins has a last word from you. Get out of jail, get a library card, huh?
Right, or get one from us when we're there, and definitely come out and come to the library. We're one of the only organizations that accepts everybody, despite their background or their social situation.
But it's not just come to the library when you get out. It's outreach, and that's your job.
That's it.
Going and working at Rikers and other facilities in the city.
That's so right.
Thank you for talking about it with us.
Thank you, and thank you for the support of public libraries, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.